Lawmakers in Nevada are officially 1 month into the 2019 legislative session. KUNR's news director, Michelle Billman, sat down with our political reporter, Paul Boger, to learn more about the latest from Carson City.
Paul, Republicans and Democratic leaders last week officially announced their legislative agendas roughly a month into this legislative session. What are some of the key takeaways from that?
So like you said, last week, the two major parties unveiled their major priorities for the 2019 session. This is something that's become sort of a tradition over the past several years. Democrats have their Nevada blueprint, while Republicans work with their battle-borne priorities. And I have to say, the items on both agendas were nothing new. Democrats are continuing to call for an increase in the minimum wage, as well as bumping up the state's renewable energy requirements and reforming the state's education funding plan. It's an agenda that was mostly laid out by the governor during the State of the State in January, and it's important to note that there were few specifics associated with the priority points during the presentation. Assembly Republicans also laid out an agenda that was fairly broad in scope. However, they have a particularly tough row to hoe. They not only are the minority, but they're a super minority, meaning that as long as Democrats have all the votes within their own caucus, they don't need a single Republican vote. So for them, a lot of their priorities are fairly pie in the sky. And if you talk to them, they know that. What they say is that more than anything, they're looking for a seat at the table to hash things out and maybe get a little compromise in the process. I also think it's important to note that both the Republican and Democratic plans, the basic priorities are the same. Both want better schools, safer neighborhoods, improved access to health care. And that's actually a point made by Assembly Minority Leader Jim Wheeler of Minden. In his remarks, he says the two groups have the same end goal.
We saw a blueprint rolled out the other day, and I think when you look at the headings, we're all headed, we all want the same thing. We want a prosperous Nevada. How we get there is a difference. So it's going to take some negotiations. It's going to take actually talking about things. It's going to take looking back and see what's worked, especially since the recession.
So while it is still fairly early in the session, we are seeing some important legislation making its way through the process. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're seeing?
One major takeaway from both the governor's State of the State address and the presentations from both parties' agendas last week is that nobody in the state wants to see Nevada's edge on economic development. And I think you're seeing that in a set of bills presented by Republican Senator Ben Kiecafer of Reno last week. Kiecafer presented SB 162 and 163 to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Essentially, the two bills seek to further cement Nevada as the home for blockchain technology. If you're not familiar, blockchains were created for use with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, but over the last few years, they're becoming more widely used for record keeping. And in that time, the state has worked hard to attract companies interested in that kind of technology, most notably Blockchains LLC, which purchased a really sizable chunk of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center last year. Kiecafer says by investing in blockchains, they can really help set the Silver State apart from others trying to attract members of the tech industry.
This continues moving the ball forward by specifically recognizing that blockchains are legitimate ways for corporations and other business entities to manage their internal documents, and that that's legal and recognized here in the state of Nevada.
I think I'd also be remiss if I didn't point out a few other bills lawmakers looked at last week, including a measure that would have Nevada join the growing number of states calling for the end of the Electoral College in favor of the popular vote in the presidential elections. There's also a proposed ban on marriages for people under 18, as well as a fairly controversial measure that would double the sentence for anyone caught committing a crime with a weapon.
Wrapping up, what can we expect to see next week?
Oh, boy. Well, over the next week, I think you're going to really see lawmakers ramp up the number of bill hearings that they're having. And that's because we're officially a month into the session now. Many of the 1,000 or so bill draft requests have turned into actual pieces of legislation, so that helps. But also, everybody's gotten their feet wet. Lawmakers are becoming more reacquainted with the process, which takes a little time every session. But this week, lawmakers are set to hear a number of measures, including SB 57 and 89. Those are bills that are actually part of the recommendations from a statewide school safety task force created by Governor Brian Sandoval last year. The first measure would essentially make school plans or blueprints confidential. The other is a much broader piece of legislation that, among other things, would redesignate school resource officers, require schools to create a safety, an action plan for emergencies, and change the guidelines for disciplining students. There's also measures that range from placing DMVs in rural areas like West Wendover and Caliente to the creation of a statewide Cybersecurity Awareness Month. There's also an interesting piece of legislation that would prohibit groups from preventing pharmacists from telling patients about lower price or more effective drugs. So all that's on the docket this week, and we're going to keep our eye on it over the coming days.
Paul Boger, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Find all of KUNR's legislative coverage on our website, KUNR.org.